Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a top WWE star's contract is up in 2 months.
Becky Lynch says Ronda Rousey couldn't wrestle.
Lol. Steve Austin, WrestleMania, big update.
And is Hulk Hogan rumoured for WrestleMania 40 as well? I'm Adam Wilborn.
Oh my goodness.
And this is the news.
All right, we're going to kick this one off by talking about Becky Lynch. She has revealed that her contract is up with WWE in 2 months.
Wow.
2 months. So it was reported last year that her contract was up this year. And it was going to be around like the beginning to the middle of the year, I believe, was the reporting. So this isn't completely out of the blue or anything like that. But she was on the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani. Mm-hmm. Becky, of course, a renowned mixed martial artist. jokes aside, Ariel does lots of wrestling stuff as well.
Has he got the Punker next week?
He does, yeah. But I noticed CM Punk was like, we're going to talk about everything. Nothing's NDAs would probably suggest otherwise, Punker.
Almost everything.
Yeah, you know, probably not going to get the thing you really want out of that, viewers. But I will watch it because it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And you know, if Ariel Helwani gets a chance to take a shot at Tony Khan, he's probably taking it.
Yep.
That's kind of one of his things. But yeah, Becky, her contract's up in 2 months.
Wow.
Ariel asked her, can you talk to others? Lynch replied, I'm WWE. Ariel said, so it's WWE or bust? Becky replied saying, yeah, I just don't know. She was also asked if she felt disrespected that she doesn't have... Whoa, what did my throat do there? He just went... like a dragon. That's the noise dragons make.
That is.
When they eat other dragons. She asked if she... he asked if Becky felt disrespected that she doesn't have a new deal sitting in front of her. And she said, at this stage in the game, contrary to a lot of the thoughts in this book of where I was coming up, I am so confident in my ability and my worth. Nah, I'm not worried. Obviously, she's doing the media tour for her book at the moment. Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl, which came out earlier this week. So she's
to read that. It looks fascinating.
It does sound really good. It's on Spotify Premium if you've got a...
Ah.
So if you want to hear Becky read it to you, it's there.
I don't have to look at things. Great.
Yeah, like my attention span is crap, so that might work.
Every time I try to read a book now, I go, cool, that's not...
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever got insomnia, for you, it sounds like a reasonable thing. But I would be shocked if Becky Lynch left WWE.
Yeah, her and Drew are kind of in the same boat here, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. Like, although if she loses to Rhea Ripley at the WrestleMania,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's one of those. I assumed, as with Drew, because I saw some speculation yesterday that he still also hasn't signed a new contract. The way they are being positioned heading to WrestleMania, I know this is a different world we live in. They're not going to get jobbed out to, you know, some local competitor because they're heading out the door in a couple of months, or seems less likely to do something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Drew is set for an amazing 2024 already, and you feel like it's probably some sort of handshake deal. And yeah, Becky, she's been in like billions, of course, hasn't she? Because she could go into acting. But one would assume it's one of those where maybe she wants to do a reduced schedule. She's got a child now at the end of the day. Or maybe it's just one of those where TKO are kind of leaving things to the last minute because both parties know eventually we'll reach a number and we'll sign on the dotted line.
And like WWE will know as well that if Becky was to leave, she'd have loads of options.
Yes.
Like Japan would be like oh, this would be sick. AEW, yeah. Obviously, the close competitors. TNA would probably make an offer, although I don't know if she'd end up there. Mm. There's all kinds of interesting pros. Hey, look, it's 2024. Let's go to Soft Ground Wrestling in Uganda. Why the heck not? Why the heck not? Have you seen that? That stuff. It's incredible.
Indeed.
It's the best thing ever. Like, it's just pure joy, apart from Lord White.
Yeah.
All my homies hate Lord White. I believe Lord White's dead now, though, or something.
I did see a photo of him, and I thought, yep, that guy's dead.
Yeah, he's finished.
It's one of those ones where I'm a little bit conflicted by this. Obviously, I want her to stick around in WWE, and it feels like the way that that's going, she's probably going to win the title from Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. But, yeah, you said you could see her go to Japan. I was like, huh? You can see her go to AEW. Ah, I want to see what it looks like, potentially, but you said that she's going to be sticking around in WWE. They just have to settle on
her. She'll be there, yeah.
A big number, quite rightly.
Big, big number. She's going to get a huge payday. She commented the other day on Mercedes getting the payday, and she was like, yeah, she shoot.
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wrestling underpays everyone, so let's get some money.
Mm. And if you've got money, why not spend it on tickets to our live show? It's like around payday. We got paid because it's the bank holiday, but I don't know what's going on in the States. But if you've got money, spend it at whatculture.com/tickets. Come and see us on day two of WrestleMania. It goes down on midday at Underground Arts in Philadelphia. We're heading tonight too as well, so don't worry if you're stressing about getting over for that. It'll be done and dusted by that time. By the time WrestleMania night two starts. Live bloody good quiz. We're all going to be there doing some sort of shenanigans. As I said before, VIP tickets sold out, but very limited general admission tickets are still available, so don't wait around. whatculture.com/tickets.
Couldn't have said it better myself, and that's why I didn't.
So, that wasn't the only thing Becky Lynch was talking about on the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani, though.
Let's take her opening line way out of context. Mm. Let's do that. Go on.
She said Ronda Rousey couldn't wrestle.
Hey!
I should say, full quote, I mean this with respect, but she, Ronda Rousey, couldn't wrestle. Like, what we do isn't just something you can have one good match and then, okay, I'm off to the races. It's a craft and you have to learn your craft. And you have to be diligent about learning your craft. But everybody treated Ronda like she already knew it because when she first came in, she was good in that first bout. I mean, she was great in that first bout.
She was.
But she was working with Kurt Angle, Triple H, and Stephanie McMahon. It was a well-rehearsed match because everyone wanted her to have a good first match. Then it was like, okay, she can do this. It's off to the races. And that was mishandling her. It speaks to, this potential misconception, I suppose, around Ronda Rousey. Like she said, everyone watched her have that first match at Mania, a tag match, and she looked phenomenal in there and basically said, cool, Rookie of the Year. And she had some other great matches alongside that, but she was working with some great people as well. You know, your Alexa Blisses, for example, or obviously the triple threat was with Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, two of the best female wrestlers ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Then when she came back for that second run, things felt a bit off, but also she never had that real, guys, you need to see this Ronda Rousey match. What do you make of this assessment from Becky Lynch?
Totally fair. And it's kind of correct. Like, she came in as a former mixed martial artist, and by the strict definition, she couldn't wrestle, but she still had really good matches.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about. Like, it's the old Minoru Suzuki quote about talent development, where if you just, like, train someone to be, like, a 6 out of 10 in every field...
A grey lump, isn't it?
Austin Theory, a grey lump of trash. Like, perfectly competent, but with no strengths or weaknesses and no characteristics. Ronda Rousey... was the antithesis of that, and I think that's why she was so compelling. Like, she had some excellent matches.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, quite ironically, until January 1st of this year, I thought she had the best singles match of Nia Jax's career.
Yeah.
And then Becky had it on day one this year.
Match of the year, briefly.
Match of the year. She had a great match with Sasha Banks. Was that the Royal Rumble? I think it was.
Yes, yeah, because we were talking about her running through the entire...
Was my personal favourite of her first run. The second run, the Raquel match was really good. Not sure, maybe the motivation and the involvement wasn't quite there from Ronda for that run. Not that I want to, give excuses or whatever.
Family at that point, etc.
It wasn't the same. And look, Ronda Rousey is a person with whom I disagree on a great many things, and it should not take a genius to figure out what those are. Certain conspiracy theories, for one. However, the quality of her work during that first run, I think, kind of speaks quite loudly.
But then you compare her, for example, to someone like Logan Paul, and, like, he isn't a wrestler, first of all. I know he's done wrestling, like amateur wrestling and stuff, but he's come in, and I can't think of a, like, the Ricochet one was disappointing, but I can't think of a genuine bad match that he's had because he's worked so hard at it and he's made his own, you know, git wrestling style, as I like to call it. He's an arsehole, but my God, you got to respect he's class at wrestling at the same time. He's an athlete at the end of the day, I suppose. But yeah, like you say, when you factored in Ronda Rousey's, like, judo throws and arm bars, it worked, but was she a, you know, wrestler? I never really saw it.
At the end of the day, who gives a crap if the matches are fun, right?
Yes, exactly.
Who cares? It's not about how many moves you can do. Did you have a good time watching the match?
And I like the fact that, Becky, just quickly on her, has taken a step back and, like, she looked at what she did with Charlotte and, like, the social media stuff, and she said, full respect to her, she's not just gone, yeah, I'm Becky Lynch, I'm in, which she could, in theory, do, and I just stand by everything I've done. She said, I probably should have done it. I shouldn't have handled it that way. And, you know, I think that takes a lot of guts to stand up and say, I was really wrong for doing something like that. So fair play to Becky. Go and buy her book.
Buy the book. Or get a Spotify subscription.
All that, yeah.
To on that. Actually, buy the book. She'll get more money for that.
Yes.
Spotify doesn't really pay people.
Yeah,
use
Spotify more for the What Culture Wrestling podcast.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, don't pay us. jokes. Well, that's the biggest podcast in the world.
If you want to, you can listen to us on Spotify and then just shove some money in an envelope and find our address and post it to me.
Yeah. Like, loads of, like, a big stack. Special delivery folks, so it actually gets here.
Yes.
Although the post folk around here, the post mm-hmm. folk, they get lost.
Yeah, they have no idea where we are. Yeah,
it's a strange.
We're in parts unknown, basically.
We really are halfway between Dudleyville and Caneland or whatever.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Right, do you want to know about Steve Austin?
Please.
Right, WWE have made overtures for Stone Cold to appear.
That's The Rock.
He's on a van somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's Andre with a stick.
We've not got Stone Cold up here.
There he is.
Hey, there he is.
Stone Cold himself. and his scarf. I'm just going to hit the deck for a second.
Sorry.
But yeah, WWE have made overtures. They want him there. This is according to PW Insider's Mike Johnson. There's been some discussions. There's no word on what kind of role he would have there. Dave Meltzer, who, you know, reliability at the moment, take it or leave it, had previously stated that WWE was planning on using Steve Austin, The Undertaker, and John Cena at Mania. There's been all this speculation on a possible Avengers forming with Cena and Austin to combat the Bloodline and the, you know, all that stuff that we spoke about yesterday.
And then the Graveyard Dogs reunite to fight them off.
Brother, hell yeah. And then, of course, if you've got the Graveyard Dogs in the building, you need to bring back the original opponent of the Graveyard Dogs, Shane McMahon.
Of course, yeah.
To beat Drew on night three of WrestleMania this year.
Is that when Drew Winter won the title at that Mania and they went, now he's fighting Big Show straight away?
Yeah. The dark
weird
WrestleMania
time,
main event. But yeah, like, when I say I want WrestleMania to be the most Where his pen just popped out?
Oh no!
Popped out of his hand. Sorry, Steve Austin. When I say I want WrestleMania to be the most overbooked show of the year, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I want shenanigans in the main event. A lot of people speculating now, especially after that particularly well-lit truck featuring Cena and Austin was in the background of The Rock.
Well-framed as well. Yeah. Really well-framed.
I mean, maybe it's more hope than expectation, but I'm hoping that was the reason why they did that is, yeah, Cena's got a history with the likes of the Bloodline, particularly Solo Sikoa. And, yeah, Stone Cold. I think he's had matches with The Rock in the past, if I'm not mistaken. If my memory... There might have been one or two at WrestleMania.
I'm not sure about that. Did it happen in the Ruthless Aggression era? Well, one of them kind of did, actually.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, oh well.
The Rock won that one, so that was my favorite.
Yeah, of course it was.
but speaking of WrestleMania 40 and legends being involved, Peter Insider also comes through with another report about one Hulk Hogan. Looks a bit like
There he is.
There he is,
the prawn himself. He's very pink.
He's going to be involved in some fashion, according to, or at least the WWE are going to try and get him involved in some fashion during WrestleMania XL week. I keep forgetting it's XL, isn't it? His last live appearance was on Monday Night Raw back in January of 2023 on Raw is Triple X. The one good WWE legend show in the last few years, in my opinion.
That was really good.
Obviously a controversial figure, a legend, and someone who obviously is being mentioned in the same breath as Roman Reigns because of the title run, despite the fact it's not actually the longest ever title run, so it doesn't really matter, so they hope that's why Roman shouldn't win against Cody Rhodes. But nevertheless, he comes with a great deal of baggage, Andy.
That would be the ultimate downer ending tonight too, wouldn't it? Roman Reigns beats Cody Rhodes clean, right? You don't even get the Bloodline rules. It's just a normal match. He beats him clean. And then to pass the torch, down comes the Hogger for a handshake.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Roman beats Cody through shenanigans because, of course,
and it's Hogan Bloodline wins. Slow.
Hogan does the Bret Hart thing. I'll fight him, actually. Are you doing that?
Tries to hit him with a big boot, gets his leg up to about here.
Oh, like, no, you've kicked me in the shin. Brother.
Oh my god, what a disaster.
But yeah.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. So I hope they don't do that. Actually, I don't really want to see him, so. Yeah.
Stone Cold, yes. Hulk Hogan, not too bothered.
Yeah, stay away.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us on X, although we're off for the next few days because it's a weird bank holiday here.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Sorry, yeah. It's Good Friday tomorrow, or as Tony Khan calls it, Great Friday. First question today comes from a regular contributor and a top bloke who's going to be at the live show. I know he's bought his ticket because he's told me. The Panda Blair himself, Adam Blair, who says, good morning, What Culture. I had a vision yesterday that Sami Zayn is going to be Rocky, Chad is Duke, and Gunther is Drago. Are we going to get Rocky skits on Raw? This is Rocky IV. They're in Philly.
Yeah, they are in Philly. I wonder... Yeah, that might be fun.
I'm annoyed that we've only got 1 week left.
Guys running up... The thing, you know, the worry I have is that how can the Go Home Raw beat this week's Raw?
Yes.
Like, it was so good and electric. I hope they do, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be tough. Yeah, why not? This be fun.
I want to see, Sami Zayn. That was not Rocky IV, was it? It's the other one. But regardless, him beating up like a pig carcass or whatever it is that Rocky was punching. It's the one where he's in the snow, isn't it, Rocky IV, of course.
Yeah.
Where Drago, and this is no allusion to anyone else within WWE, takes quite a lot of performance-enhancing drugs as an alternative. So it's either train hard or just juice. I suppose.
Yeah.
Second question today comes from Mark Brightman, but great idea that, Adam Blair. Mark Brightman says, good morning, fine gentlemen. Morning, Mark.
Mm.
With the Candice heel turn, do we think this leads to her and Indy splitting up, or does Indy turn heel eventually?
Oh, wow. Man, heel Indy Hartwell is a strange thing to think about, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know if I have a particularly strong read on this one. I thought the Candice snap on Maxine was a bit odd.
She's been getting progressively less nasty, actually. Yeah, she came in, still that horrible, weird spot with Maxine Dupri. Then she, I think it was Katana Chance who got injured. It was Chance and Carter they were in a match with. Then she exploited an injury when Indy Hart was like, ugh, she's tweaked her knee, I really don't want to do that. And she was like, nah, single leg crab, thank you very much. And then this week she just put her foot on the ropes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the acts are becoming less and less. Candice is not a natural person to dislike either,
is she?
She
may be the poison pixie, but she's a lovely person, along with Johnny Gargano.
I think they'll just be a heel tag team and it'll be a bit strange.
Yeah, I think Indy's going to be corrupted by Candice, despite the fact that it's not making Indy look great right now. She's like, what the bloody hell's going on? I'm like, she's a heel, Indy.
Yeah.
You're not seen. She openly slagged off one of your mates mid-match and said some terrible things, and now she's just started cheating. And he's like, I don't get it. I mean, I suppose you're still winning, I suppose, but yeah, I think she's just going to eventually, if you can't beat them, join them. Yeah. And then maybe the person who says, hey, maybe you should be a better person, is her husband, serial killer Dexter Loomis. What's going on with him?
He just disappeared into thin air.
Yeah.
Thin air. Old school WWE disappearance for Dexter Loomis, isn't it?
Mm.
Just gone.
Me and Sid were talking the other day about their honeymoon where he just pulled out a roll of like 50 Johnnies. It's like, I get it. Yeah. They're on honeymoon and
he do be shaggy.
Yeah. Final question today comes from Matt Elliott. Matt, thank you for your question. Morning, lads. Morning, Matt. Two things. As Triple H loves live rock music, how about... Oh, my God. Why, I'm annoyed that we can't call them this more regularly. How about the Killers in the Jungle come out to Guns N' Roses playing Welcome to the Jungle live?
Guns N' Roses in 2024.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Have you seen them live videos? Oh, my God. Axl Rose is washed. He's been washed for 20 years.
I'd rather have Adam Rose do the singing, to be honest.
I'd rather have, I don't know anyone else called Rose. But, yeah, Rose from...
Rose Namahunas.
Okay. Oh, yes. There you go. Bug Rose.
I think she's fighting this weekend, actually.
Is she? Kicking out?
Well, she's just fought, I can't remember. Yeah. Thug Rose. Anyway, that would be amazing if I could pick the specific version of Guns N' Roses that play. Also, live performances in wrestling shows are often,
Get Code Orange back.
Man. But Welcome to the Jungle could be a fun, like, I'll be honest, I'm going to WrestleMania. I've never seen The Rock live. I want to have The Rock's entrance.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'm sure, if you got Guns N' Roses, I'm sure the band would be fine. But then Axl Rose would just be like, it would be a disaster. Like a real disaster.
And then you could have someone steal Slash's hat. They did a storyline on that in NXT back in the day.
Yep.
That's when I thought, this show's getting good.
This show is goated.
Oh, that was a two-part, by the way. Matt's second part, arguably the most important part. Well done to Chesterfield from a Matlock fan. Thank you very much.
Good stuff.
Champions. Champions. Enjoy Philly. We will. Yeah, we're flying out in... 6 days,
is it?
And we'll be doing lots of coverage whilst we're out there, so make sure if you haven't done so already that you subscribe, because we will be bombarding you with content from everything, from reports on live shows to backstage filming at Wale Mania. So excited to go to that.
Interview with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We'll be getting some interviews. I don't know who exactly yet.
Cody.
Okada.
Steve Austin.
Can't subject to change. Yeah. But yeah, we'll be sending you lots of content. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe. And while you're at it, why not check out this video as well?
We'll see you soon. Or I will kill you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.